Time out for the thing. I noticed something from the show yesterday when I had Bobby doing what I wanted to do, which is, you are nothing but a freak. I had the compression cranked up so much on the phone, it just came out. I jacked the compression too much on the phone, so I'm going to back off that fucker right now, as long as I'm thinking about it, because it did come out kind of, at its best, it's Bobby going, you can kiss my ass, you know, but yesterday it was just, it was like this mad barking. So even though in its own way it was funny. Oh man. What am I watching here, man? Goddamn Texas and Wodge. Not this shit. I remember when the Academy Awards were a month later. You know why? They moved the Academy Awards to early February or mid-February? Because they used to have them at the end of March. And they fell right on college basketball final. In fact, I remember Michael Douglas coming out and accepting an award for something. I don't know, it wasn't for Cuckoo's Nest. He was a producer of that movie. But it was for something. And giving the finalists, Indiana won or so, whoever won, he gave the final there at the ceremony. And everybody realized, geez, this is kind of a fucked up thing, this thing. Everybody's watching the basketball game and listening to or watching the TV. Anyway, God damn it. Trying to button some buttons here. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go into the archive, as we do on Thursdays and Tuesdays, or should I say Tuesdays and Thursdays. And what is Texas, man? They're 14-9, 4-6 in their conference. That's nothing to write home about. They're playing Baylor. Is Baylor, like, doing really well, aren't they? I don't know. Super Tuesday. Now, the California primary is March 3rd, okay? So Super Tuesday is the, I don't know what's going on. I'm not paying attention to these fucking 14-9. Baylor's 10-0, yeah. Oh, 21-1, 10-0 in the conference. So Baylor's badass. Gotcha. Okay. Got it. Bing, say no more. So now we're going to February, the 11th. And in 1 week's time, we are going to have another bar fight, and we'll see who you've chosen. We're going to announce the actual bar fight probably tomorrow, and then we'll let you guys vote. What are we doing here? February 11th? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There it is. Herb Sewell agrees to go on a public television puppet show. This ought to be good. Sewell gets offended. He gets offended by the wise-ass human-like puppets. Roy Biskey, a former member of the Hershey Squirts hockey team, believes the movie Slapshot was lifted from his life. And Professor Emery Clayton talks about Willie O'Ree. Willie O'Ree, who I remember as a young man. He played for the LA Blades. He was the Jackie Robinson, they say, of the NHL or professional hockey. Willie had a limited time in the NHL. He had an eye injury. I think he was blind in one eye. But he played for the Blackhawks. Then he went down to the Western Hockey League, and he had a career in L.A., and he was very popular. When the Blades were here in the early 60s, early to mid-60s, they were popular. They used to pack the fucking sports arena. I'm telling you, they were a minor league team. It was, a AAA-level hockey team, but nonetheless, a minor league team. And they packed the goddamn fucking people. And, at that time, I didn't know when I was so young. I didn't really know the machinations. But at that time, there was a big push from Los Angeles to get an NHL team. And they would say to the NHL on any given day, look at the fucking crowds we're getting. You guys nuts? And it turned out I didn't know this either, but a lot of Canadians live in Los Angeles. My father, who went to the games with me, ran into people he knew from Toronto on a regular basis. He ran into guys he was in the army with at the sports arena watching the LA Blades back in the day. So I think it sprung from a expatriate Canadian, maybe not expatriate so much as people, Canadians living here in LA and working in LA. And then it spread to the hockey fan in general in Los Angeles. But it's still in LA, hockey is still, you just got to say, it's still a secondary level sport. It just isn't talked about the way baseball is, or basketball, especially with the Lakers, or even football. And I say football, I use a kind of a qualified tone with football because you never know what the fuck is going on with football in this fucking town. It's so goddamn, it is such a demand. You know, I think one of the things about people in LA is it's such a fucking demand on your wallet. First of all, build us a stadium. Why aren't you building us a stadium? That was the big hang up in LA for years. And the NFL said, we want to come back to LA. You guys got a stadium? Well, we'll get it built. But nobody is in a big fucking, nobody gave a fuck. Just as soon go down to the sports bar and watch my favorite team. Got about 18 million motherfuckers here from every city in the country. So they're going to go see the Buffalo Bills at this bar. There's a San Diego Charger bar over there. There's a fucking Pittsburgh Steeler bar in the Valley. Let's go down to Hollywood. There's a 49er bar everywhere, you know. So nobody was in a big goddamn hurry. Mark Ridley Thomas, the councilman in Los Angeles, insisted that the Coliseum be the stadium. Whatever plans the NFL has, it's going to be the Coliseum. Then, in what a lot of people supported, I kind of did, but I don't know, Peter O'Malley, who is the owner of the Dodgers at the time, would make a bid for a National Football League team as well and build a stadium on site next to Dodger Stadium, the way the Chiefs are next. Aren't the Kansas City Chiefs next to the fucking Royals or one of those goddamn cities, Pittsburgh, something like that? He's going to do the same thing. He's going to put the L.A. Football Stadium next to Dodger Stadium. And he bowed out of that because Mark Ridley Thomas downtown said, we got to have the fucking stadium downtown. Okay. So O'Malley, so this is what the scuttlebutt is. I mean, I could get people from downtown. I could get Mark Ridley Thomas in here right now and tell me that is complete fucking bullshit, Phil. Where did you hear that shit? I'm just telling you what, you know, maybe it is bullshit. But be that as it may, the topic just went away because there was not a fucking groundswell of support for a football team in Los Angeles if we had to pay for the fucking stadium. Now, that's a real swing, if you think about it. Here's a football fan in L.A. saying, I ain't paying for your motherfucking stadium. What do you think this is? Goddamn socialism? And the traditional conservative voices in the NFL who are all about fucking, conservatism, this, that, and something else. Well, hell, let's have the taxpayer pay for the goddamn stadium. And this is how they tell you that it's cool. Because it pays for itself. That's a line of bullshit that goes back as far as fucking Methuselah, man. It pays for itself. We've come to find out that, yes, you know, it attracts a lot of people. The jobs that it attracts are fucking peanut vendor jobs. It doesn't attract shit for jobs. Construction jobs where you build it, then the thing's built, that's the end of that. And in the next level of jobs, I guess, parking cars and fucking selling peanuts. It's a big fucking scam. It's socialism for fucking hillbillies, you know, who otherwise would tell you, I ain't paying that fucking money for the thing that the guy... Where are we at here, man? Let me see. All right, so here's the thing. Herb Sewell. I gotta love this guy, man. I just love him, man. Herbie boy. Phil, so Herb's pissed at the... I remember when we did this show... It's one of those shows, it's one of those magical shows where I put a character together with a concept and it's like, oh my God, this fits so perfectly because Herb, it plays into Herb's murderous inner rage. The puppet itself is so simplistic and fucked up and you can just see a puppet has got Herb right where it wants it, you know, right where it wants him. I mean, now the puppet can fuck with Herb till all the live long day as if it can speak or think. In Herb's mind, this is what's going on. All right, let me get to... I remember having a lot of fun with the show, so I think you'll like the show. And if you don't, you don't. What is this? What happened to what I was looking at? This is Jeff, okay. What the hell is this? Okay. Act Blue. I gave him more fucking money. Okay, so... Boom, boom, boom. Get out of here. Get out of here. Go on, get out of here. All right. The fuck is this, man? What am I looking at here? Oh, dig that. Okay. I see. All right. Oh, I see. Okay. I still had it on the NDI. I had it on we have an app that can, I can see something that you guys can't see. Basically, that's what it was, and I couldn't see the screen, but now I can. My favorite song. There's no ocean here. There I am with my favorite shirt. I think we'd call that our 2019 shirt. You know?
And they're disappointed, yes.
What is this?
So anyway, it looks kind of like East Coast light, doesn't it?
So if you want to see the changing of the seasons and you want to see all that groove,
You want to see that groovy mess, man, that I would seriously suggest that you go back east.
I was showing some shit on the thing. I was showing like...
There's an actual pier or something, a whaling pier somewhere along here.
Oh, Mendocino.
That you can still walk out onto or at least look...
Yeah, one of my favorite places in the fucking world, Mendocino, California.
What river that's on? Well, I'll tell
you. Is that Mendocino?
It's on a river.
Man, I love Mendocino. I would move there in a fucking New York minute. And they got some homes up there that are a trip. Because Mendocino's...
The Slovakian River.
Mendocino's got kind of an artist colony up there. They got houses that are like built underground. Weird shit, you know.
Crimea River.
And it is. It's an old whaling community. An old whaling town. And they still have the pier, the old whaling pier out there. So
there you have it, sports fans.
I was just tripping on that.
And here you see the various places in Petaluma. Where Reg lives.
Oh, this is Reg. Okay, that's when Reg was the guy.
Yeah,
we still hadn't figured out that goddamn... Yeah, so, Reg, look at Reg, you living good, man.
Some guy up from Hollywood wearing a cardigan sweater, I'm sure, said, go into a cat box, not that...
Now, Luton Town and Swindon Town.
Paul Neumoid. And I had been...
Hockey.
So we still hadn't figured out at this point last year that everything was going to hell in a handcart at Santa Anita. Are you loving that? So it was now middle of February. We'd already planned the day for,
How long is this fucking movie? Christ, it goes on forever. Now, I would tell you, yeah, look at that, right there, see that?
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah, so Phil's got that goddamn gait on this thing. It ain't bad. It ain't great, but
it's
it ain't bad.
It's bad, believe me.
Sure does quiet the room down, though, doesn't it?
It's bad. What's going on here, man?
I think it sounds pretty good. Unless, hey.
Sounds pretty fucking good.
Sure, yeah, it sounds fucking great.
Pretty fucking good.
But if you're over here, so you can hear shit. So you don't want to be too off mic.
No, you gotta be.
Let me see.
All right, I don't really know what I'm doing with this fucking thing. I got this app. I got this Buddhist app. All right, you know, and you see, how do I say this? What? Boy, I tell you, it's this fucking world of ours. I don't know what am I laughing at,
man.
Never mind. What I was going to, I'm saying never mind a year ago, and I'm saying never mind now. Okay, so let's get this queued up. I'm probably messing around there with Bria.
And this week, he's joined by the president of the UFC, Dana White.
That is a heavy hitter.
Yeah. Dana, well, yeah, okay. That guy is a heavy hitter.
Brad Pitt criticizes Trump impeachment trial verdict after Oscar win. I don't think we should let it slide. Okay, Brad, good. Even I, you know, never mind, it's fine. You know what? If, you know, fuck it. Vin Minnick's supervisor unloads on Lindsey Graham. Always had a lot of respect for you. Where are you now, sir? I think the military's turned off by these motherfuckers. All these guys that claim to be military supporters. I don't know. Voter registration error risks deportation for immigrants. See this, man? This is how they do it, man. Why Biden are fighting over Barack Obama in New Hampshire. Native burial sites blown up for border wall. Oh, God. All right, I think I'm groovy. Yeah. This guy, this match slap. All right, let's see what we can do here. What kind of damage we can do here, man?
Who's Dana White?
He runs Ultimate Fighting Championship?
God,
yeah, don't wear that.
That fucking gate sounds like shit.
How'd you like to get worn out, man?
Oh, my God, he balled the fist.
I said pulled.
We pulled the name of Reg Petaluma, and he
Not
is
Reg
now currently
Petaluma.
Up for the two passes for Santa Anita. You know, because the show is, because we're not flying anybody to California, we're just kind of dangling these passes and we're pulling the names of BSPs who've joined us on our chat and who have registered with us and have said, yeah, let me get my name on the map.
Pacific storms are like Dickman. You don't live anywhere near one.
I live in Ojai.
Yeah, what about it?
All right. Well, nobody's doubting when Henry Gibson, you remember Henry Gibson from Laugh-In?
Come on, man. What the fuck are you doing?
They had lunch.
You said
seven homes, all kinds of people there.
Oh, here on a Monday for the Pacific. Oh,
okay, there it is. And this week,
Jesus,
he's joined by the president
Christ
of the
God.
UFC, Dana White.
That is a heavy hitter.
Yeah, that guy is a heavy hitter.
Who's Dana White?
Rivers Ends Charger
Ultimate
Run
Fighting Championship.
That happened like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, for God.
Look at Margaret. Don't badmouth. This guy is a sponsor. So, you know, Margaret.
All right, that's fine. But that UFC,
God, that clip,
that's a
that,
bunch
that's
of...
That's horrible. I don't know why I ever
as
use that.
As far as I'm concerned, it's a bunch of men with a lot of scar tissue ramming each other's heads repeatedly into... bricks and things. What's the point of that?
That's not what it is.
That's not what it is, but it's like, it's a mixture of martial arts
And running a man's head into a brick.
There's no brick wall out there.
It's the same thing. These men train by ramming their faces into railroad trains. I don't. Don't tell me. I know. I'm a mother.
All right. Well, they train by ramming their heads into railroad trains.
You've got something to do there, don't you?
Yeah. Okay. So check out John Taffer, No Excuses, every Tuesday as he talks to UFC President Dana White about how he trains his fighters by ramming their heads repeatedly into railroad cars.
Yeah, that's what I said. Don't wear it out.
Yeah, don't wear it out, Mr. Henry.
How'd you like to get worn out, man?
Oh, my God, he balled the fist up again.
Jesus, Phil, you gotta ram the kid's face into a railroad car? I'm kidding. Yeah, join Podcast One for John
Taffer.
Taffer. No Excuses every Tuesday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Okay, having done that, we can begin the intro to the show. Welcome. Thanks so much for listening to The Thing.